I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner with your midday world weather forecast for Tuesday, March the 25th. And we're getting ready for another snow event to impact the region. This one will be more significant than what we've been seeing recently. A very well-organized disturbance expected Thursday and Friday will likely bring a generalized accumulation of snow across the area. The Highway 16 corridor looks to be favored for some of the greatest amounts of snow. As you get farther to the northeast, it will feather out to a lighter accumulation. Nonetheless, travel across the region will be hindered by this event. It will get started on Thursday and become significant Thursday evening and on into Friday. During that time period, we will see total snow accumulations running from 2 to 6 inches. That's going to be about 5 to around 15 centimeters. And we will also expect a few local totals to get upwards to 8 inches or 20 centimeters. And all that is going to take place over that 2-day period. Now, this will be a wet snow. It is going to bring a lot of moisture into the region. Could see totals running from about 4 upwards to around 13 millimeters of moisture, with local totals to 20 millimeters possible. So that will be added to the snow that's already on the ground and will have to melt as we go into our spring season. We look for the temperatures to be held back when we are involved with that snow event, but the temperatures until then will be warm bias. We look for highs today in the positive single digits. Tomorrow probably the same, but just a little bit cooler, and we look for the nighttime lows in the negative single digits. There's a chance we might be a tad bit colder on Thursday morning, just ahead of the start of the snow. But as we get involved with that snow event, Thursday and Friday, the afternoon temps will be in negative single digits. Nighttime lows will probably be in the range of minus 14 to around minus 10, depending on location in the region. And then as the precipitation abates from the area, we'll see those high temperatures staying in the negative single digits and lows at night in the negative teens. We do expect a little bit of sporadic light precipitation to impact our region here today, but it's not likely to have nearly the impact that we're going to see Thursday and Friday, obviously. During that period of time, we will see travel slow down. Today, though, the precipitation that's going to occur will occur mostly along and northeast of a line from the Yorkton to Prince Albert area. We're talking about trace amounts upwards to a couple of millimeters of moisture. It'll occur as rain and snow mixed, and we do expect it to abate from the area as we get into the evening or overnight tonight. Should be relatively dry biased across the region tomorrow. And as far as the longer-term outlook is concerned, this is the biggest event of precipitation that we're going to have to deal with for a while. We do expect to see drier, biased weather beginning to return to the region as we get into the latter part of the weekend into next week. And the outlook for the neighboring areas in the U.S. is for a little bit of the same wintry mix of precipitation occurring in the northern plains and upper Midwest. But the west, central, and southwestern U.S. hard red winter wheat areas will stay quite dry. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.